Censorship is in full effect. I wrote an article called Travis Scott and Katy Perry, How the Agenda Works. If you already read it, you can continue listening. I'm going to go a little deeper into some of these topics. If you haven't read it, well, listen along as we reveal the agenda in action. We know that on 9/11, they claimed the world had changed. But that was the exoteric meaning. There was also an esoteric meaning. There is a new world order shaping up, and the power brokers, the Illuminati, whatever we want to call these folks, have their agenda behind closed doors. And we're gonna provide a couple examples today that popped up on my little radar that support this overarching theory we've been exploring about an umbrella group, the Illuminati, the spider as David Icke calls it, and how they're actually controlling the minds of the masses. They are creating the world as we know it. They gate information, and they tell you what you need to hear for them to continue their agenda, which of course is the New World Order. And we all know where it ends, right? We know it ends in Satan, the devil, Luciferianism, making man become immortal, uploading digital consciousness into the matrix, full control, getting rid of the outdated stale model of humanity, because that was the dumb god that made that, the one with the beard, the one that was so jealous, wanted you to just worship him in the garden forever. He's got to go. The real, true freedom comes from Lucifer. How do we get from Katy Perry, Travis Scott, Serial, to Lucifer? Well, follow along and you'll see. It sounds crazy. I know it. First, let's look at Google and YouTube. You have to understand, these are the most powerful platforms in the world. In the world, Google and YouTube. I talked about the big Google conspiracy a few months back, two-part series. It was very interesting how intimately they were connected with research conducted by the Department of Defense. Turns out, like, basically, the public paid for Google, and now Google is going to tell the public what they can watch and what they can see on their search results and make money off of that on top of it. But I'm not going to rant too long about Google. Anyways, Google and YouTube are the top two search engines in the world on the whole internet. And believe you me, they have an agenda. I know because I experienced it firsthand. And they publicly told you. They told you they will punish certain topics. YouTube, because you know, Google and YouTube are the same company, right? But YouTube, they constantly change their policies. It's the, what would you call this? The liberal circular reasoning. You know, and I was a pretty liberal guy. But these last few years have kind of woken me, become more woke to the agenda here. Because as much as I want to give people freedoms, I want people to make their own choices. I feel like the Liberals Party somehow has become this party of censorship. I don't know how that happened. It used to not be that way. It wasn't like that 10, 20 years ago. Things have flip-flopped on us. And now the Liberals and the social justice warriors have gone too far. And they protest things, which I doubt. And look, I think these supposed protests and hashtag protests and all this nonsense, I don't actually think they're liberals doing it. I think it's a propaganda piece from someone, I don't know who, trying to make people hate liberals. Because it wasn't always this way. Do you remember that? Do you remember that the liberals were the gross party that were advocating for free speech and letting people make their own choices to do what they wanted to do in their bedrooms? That used to be the liberal party. But YouTube, they will no longer post videos of holistic miracle cures. 9/11 conspiracies, flat earth, Sandy Hook, chemtrails. They think that those are far too dangerous. But for who exactly? Who is this too dangerous for? And I'm not entirely crazy. Like, I get what their intentions are. Like, the latest move was to get rid of these racist groups that were uploading videos to YouTube. Like, I get that. I disagree with it still. I think if you're nuts and you find your tribe of nutty people, as dangerous as that is, it's not YouTube's place to tell you what you can watch. I mean, I get it though, right? Like I'm okay with that. I just fundamentally, I disagree with it. Because I'm a free speech kind of guy. Like, because, okay, for instance, like, I'm not a racist guy. says every white guy, right? I'm not a racist guy, but, you know, maybe I want to watch one of these racist skinhead videos on YouTube to see what these idiots are thinking. Maybe I want to watch it just to be like, okay, why do these people like this crazy stuff so much? Would I look better with a shaved head? I don't know. And maybe I want to watch the video. It doesn't matter. And I'd watch it and I'd say, that's insane. I don't like that. And I would confirm that I do not like that. But YouTube wants to be play nanny state and tell you what you can watch and what's too dangerous. But YouTube is a privately owned company, even though it was, you know, Google's funded with public dollars, but I'm going to get off that soapbox. So I get that, right? So isn't it curious that they are basically saying, look, the public's too dumb. We have to decide what they can watch. The public's too dumb. They can be persuaded to believe dumb stuff. Flat Earth, Sandy Hook, chemtrails. It's so fake and so stupid. And it's so crazy that we can't let those ideas get traction. But to me, it's like, if the Flat Earth theory is so wrong, which it is, if you listen to my two-part series on it, why not let the people watch the videos and have a good laugh? How many times have you talked to people and they say, oh, I really went down the rabbit hole on YouTube watching conspiracy videos? They love it. People love it. I mean, is the information that dangerous? Is it really? Well, it is. It turns out it is. Because as you know, I listen to the rappers. I listen to all the Illuminati rappers. And I can always find me a rap video on YouTube glorifying drug dealing, murder, gang life. I mean, why is that okay? It glorifies it and it lures people into it. It perpetuates a much grosser thing. I mean, you've got these people get influenced by it, and then they end up in the prison system, and, you know, then what? What's more dangerous? Maybe I believe in flat earth. I watch a few videos now, I think, oh, the earth's flat. I don't believe NASA. I don't believe we went to the moon. Okay. So what? Or a young man is like, oh, there's a way for me to make money like my favorite rapper. I'm going to sell drugs and shoot some people to get some clout. Now they're stuck in prison. They're stuck in the privatized prison system forever. Now, so why doesn't YouTube block those videos? And this is the liberal circular problem. Is like, it's a spiral that will never end of people being offended. And they'll just have to keep removing. Because maybe they'll listen to this and they'll say, oh, you're right. We got to get rid of the rappers. Take all the rap videos down. No. Let adults be adults. I can watch those videos and not be influenced by them. Is it unfortunate that some young people do get influenced by it? Yes. I'm very sad for that. I wish their parents were more involved in their lives and stopped them from doing that. I wish they knew of a better way. I don't know what the answer is. Like, I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong. But, like, I also, maybe I want to watch the rap video. Where can I go to do that? You know what I mean? And if anyone from YouTube, or if anyone knows a YouTube business person, I think they should make a YouTube page, a YouTubeControversy.com or whatever they want to call it, YouTubeConspiracy.com, and put all these crazy conspiracy videos on it with the open admission like, hey, you're about to enter the crazy conspiracy world where none of this stuff is real, you know, wink, wink. Why don't they do that? People love it. They love conspiracy videos, and YouTube is trying to shut them down. Now, Travis Scott. We were going to talk about Travis Scott. This is an example of controlling the information, punishing conspiracy topics. I know this because I went through this myself. I started the website IlluminatiWatcher.com in 2012, published many, many articles. I was writing like a madman for 6 years, 7 years. And I was really high on the rankings of Google, and I had no idea why. Like, it's not like I studied SEO to try to figure it out. I just was crushing it for some reason. And out of nowhere, right around 2016 election, I got hammered. They typically, you search for certain keywords with the term Illuminati at the end, I'd be like the first article, maybe second, third, first page for sure, right? But you won't find that anymore for most of my articles. And my traffic plummeted. I was getting 500,000 page views a month consistently. Now I'm down to about 50,000 a month. Doing nothing different. And I looked to see if it was an SEO, search engine optimization, for those of you not familiar with the term. I looked to see if it was something I was doing wrong. I had a couple experts comb through my website. I paid them a bunch of money. Nothing helped. And you can see the artifacts of this if you just search for certain terms. Search Katy Perry Illuminati on Google. I won't show up. Search Katy Perry Illuminati on Bing.com, and I'll be up there right at the top. So Google specifically did something to the algorithm to punish me. And to play devil's advocate, maybe it's something wrong on my end. I don't know what it is. I paid SEO guys to look at my website. They don't know what it is. I'm going to guess that around the same time YouTube started punishing conspiracy videos, Google did the same thing. It's the same company. Why wouldn't that be so? Now, through some backdoor trickery, my website has stayed alive because, as you know, I've got the podcast that goes to Stitcher. I've got Facebook, and those links will actually show up on many search results on Google. But to find my actual articles is very difficult now. Travis Scott. Okay, we're going to talk about Travis Scott. He released a cereal. He's got the custom Reese's Puff cereal, which tastes delicious, but it's poison. It's GMO poison. I'm sure he doesn't eat it. But he's got a cereal box, and he's charging you $50 for it. And I read Hip Hop Wired had an article about it I was reading. And it said, for someone who's already collaborated with Jordan Brand, Mitchell and Ness, and has his own festival, we're kind of surprised no one's claimed that Travis Scott is a high-ranking member of the Illuminati. We mean the man is all over the place and now he's about to integrate himself with the most important part of your day. So what I'm saying here is if Google had been properly placing articles, they would have found my article on Travis Scott being in the Illuminati. I wrote a whole article about it with tons of images before he was like super famous too, because I caught him right off the bat. I said, well, this guy's got all the makings of an Illuminati artist before he blew up. So there you go. It worked. This journalist on Hip Hop Wired probably did a search and didn't find anything relevant and was like, oh, I'm surprised no one claimed he's in the Illuminati. Well, not true. Google just isn't showing you that because they don't want you to know that because it's far too dangerous, apparently. Let's move on to Katy Perry. A protected asset who openly said she wanted to be a gospel singer, but then changed her mind and, quote, sold her soul to the devil. Her words, not mine. And she is in a lawsuit. She fights the Christian groups now. I don't know if you know this. First, I talked about the big mansion, the nunnery that in LA, right next to the La Bianca house where the Charles Manson murders happened. There's a big nunnery building that she wanted to buy, and the nuns said they're not selling their property to some witch because she had all this witch symbolism and Illuminati symbolism in all her videos. One of the nuns died during the trial, right during the trial. Isn't that crazy? Did she put a hex on that nun? It's none of your business. Now, it's a Christian rap group claims that she stole their song for her very popular song, Dark Horse. Side note, I created an analysis many years ago for Dark Horse. And it was picked up on theatlantic.com back when the good old days of everyone talking about conspiracy. You wouldn't find that much anymore. But the Atlantic, in fact, had an article and they cited my Dark Horse analysis on it. And of course, you know, this was earlier in my journey. I just caught there was symbolism of the all-seeing eye, obviously the Egyptian pagan gods. I could have went much deeper, but I was still learning on my journey. This is many years ago. Now, Katie's legal team, you know, because she's being sued by this Christian group, they want to remove connections of her with the occult from the lawsuit. I'm going to read to you from Yahoo.com. And none of the other media outlets picked up on this. I trust me, I looked. I didn't see it. I'm going to read to you. You tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. American Idol judge Katy Perry is asking for any discussion of how rich she is to be banned from being discussed during an upcoming court trial in which a Christian gospel group is accusing her of stealing their music. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, the singer, along with music producer Dr. Luke and rapper Juicy J, side note here, Dr. Luke, you recognize him, he's the producer that Kesha, and I believe Lady Gaga, accused of the sexual assault stuff and the rape stuff. Kesha had a full-on meltdown over this thing. Like, there was something that happened. And she was talking about how she was a prison to the label. And it got real gnarly with Kesha and Dr. Luke. Juicy J, member of the 666 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia. 666. So, you know, we see who we're dealing with here. And don't get me wrong, I love Juicy J. But anyways. But hey, he's the one, I don't know why they call himself the 666 Mafia. What would you say that is? It's evil. So these people, they're asking a judge to not allow the jury to hear comments about their wealth. Why is that? I don't know. We're going to find out here. In her motion, Perry says any discussion during the trial of her general wealth has no relevance to the case at hand. She believes the gospel group suing her will only try to bring it up in hopes of biasing the jury to award high damages. The singer is worth a lot of money, with an estimated net worth of hundreds of millions. Forbes has her pulling in $83 million in 2018. Didn't she just have a bunch like flops in 2018 too, by the way? She previously made over $130 million during 2015. And commands $20 million per season as a judge on American Idol. Dr. Luke and Juicy J are both very successful in their own rights, with generous net worths for both. Perry also wants the judge to prohibit any evidence of the so-called witchcraft, paganism, black magic, and Illuminati imagery evoked by her song Dark Horse, which is the subject of the lawsuit. She writes, plaintiffs obviously want to introduce this theory to portray defendants negatively and bias the jury against them. The jury will also likely be confused by the introduction of this evidence and improperly believe that defendants can seek damages for alleged violations of their moral rights. Back in 2014, the trio was sued by Christian rappers Marcus Gray, aka Flame, and Chike Ojukwa. They were accused of ripping off the gospel group's 2008 song Joyful Noise for Perry's 2013 hit Dark Horse. They claimed they never gave permission or were paid and sued seeking unspecified damages. The gospel group even claimed their reputations in the religious community were ruined because Perry's song included talk of witchcraft and black magic. They said Perry was responsible for creating a false association between the music of Joyful Noise and the anti-Christian witchcraft, paganism, black magic, and Illuminati imagery evoked by defendant's song, especially in the music video version. So to me, it seems like Katie's image is tied into these pagan and occult concepts, and her team wants to claim it's inappropriate for them to bring it up during the trial. But hey, you know, she's the one pushing the imagery. Not that I support this whole lawsuit idea. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying. I mean, you can look it up. Joyful Noise by Flame. It's hot trash, I tell you that. It doesn't even sound like, I get whether like it kind of sounds similar, but not really, than to Dark Horse, but whatever. Now, the conclusion of this, what I think we have here is the result of too many connected minds. The internet gave rise to this powerful platform where all these ideas and people could be hooked up and spread easily. And now they're finding that certain ideas need to be shut down, need to be considered unacceptable. So while it's possible Katy Perry is the victim of a witch hunt, no pun intended, the truth is she is in fact pushing the Illuminati agenda. And the religious elements she and Travis Scott push, along with the GMO cereal, they're being removed from the internet. Or I mean the basis of the symbols behind what they're pushing. Because the Illuminati, they know that to have people push provide a certain filter of understanding is dangerous to the master plan. They want to push these symbols into the subconscious of the masses. They don't want the masses to wake up to what is happening. They are doing the revelation of the method, as Helena Blavatsky advised. Alice Bailey, they wanted this to happen. They wanted all of these esoteric symbols to be pushed out to the masses. But they don't want you to hear the truth about these symbols. They don't want the conspiracy perspective because it stops the goals for the New World Order. I want to thank you for your time. Leave a review on the iTunes. I'm reading them and I'm liking them. You can get merch, redbubble.com. Try to find me on there. Their website's a little clunky to get through. Isaac Weishaupt is the name you need to find on there. I got shirts. I got the coffee mugs. And I'm on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, all one word. Get on there. And I got some photos on there. I got photos of dumb dogs. I mean, they're beautiful dogs. I got photos of the merch. I got all the great things on there. Check it out. Isaac Weishaupt, let's be friends. As always, stay woke.